Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Outstanding opportunity to enjoy the conversation and what's going on today. Jennifer Horn is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the Good Day program. This week is Buy a Book Week.
Yeah, so think about that, dummy.
Well, thank
you. Don't you tell your friends, hey,
yeah,
right. Buy a book.
Go buy a book. Right. In an age where there are television sets in every room and the internet has movies galore, almost seems like the video has taken over our lives. The art of books being read. How long ago was it I got you that Kindle for Christmas? When was that? Do you remember that?
It was a long time ago.
You still use it?
I wore that one out.
Well, you did.
So I had to replace it. But yeah, you got me. It was actually the Barnes & Noble version, the Nook, which I really liked.
Yeah. Well, I just think when I have a free moment, because what's required to do this program properly is knowledge about a lot of things. So I find myself reading a lot of items that are on the various news sources that I have every day, 14, 15, 16 different places that I surf through. Not only what we're doing the program, but usually at night. At the end of the day, I come up here and I surf around to see what I think is going to be top-of-mind stuff for the next day. And when I'm on a plane, I read, but I don't read books, although I have a couple of books. As a matter of fact, I have a John Wayne biography that I've taken almost a year to to read. And then there's the book that Victoria gave me about dogs. That's a wonderful book. I'm looking at, I read all of the magazines, Newsmax. And I choke on some of that stuff every once in a while. And Reason magazine, the Libertarian magazine, and Mother Jones, that's another thing I choke on from time. But I think I need to know at least kind of what's going on. And then, you know, you have the usual sources, the People stuff online, USA, the news, not the USA radio news, but, yeah, USA Today, and the newspaper. There's a lot of stuff to read anyway. And so I don't do myself the favor of just going into some kind of relaxed mode to read a book, because I know what will happen. When I start reading a book, it's different than reading magazines and stuff, I go to sleep. Mm-hmm. It just relaxes me to the point of gonzo. Remember I used to, when I was doing mornings in Providence back in the 80s, I used to drive, I'd get up every morning at 3, and I'd drive down, it was about an hour's drive, and I'd read a book. I had an old Mercedes, and there was a bright light in the car, and I'd be tooling along Interstate 95, and there's nobody on the road, so I'd read the book while I was driving.
Wait a second.
I've told you that before.
I don't know. How would you read and drive at the same time? This does not seem like good advice for a young
person. Well, I didn't say it was good advice. We're talking about book week, and that was a time when I read books when I was driving at 4 o'clock in the morning to Providence. And, there's nothing on the road, so it was a straight road. I just kind of read and drive at the same time. Anyway, maybe it's a little crazy, but the point of the matter here is that the whole era of books and reading books and the fact that people still write books, if it weren't, for the people writing stories, writing books, there'd be no movies, really, and television programs, a lot of them are inspired by things that are written. The people, I started thinking about this because we mentioned Stephen King and how he likes Mambo No. 5, that motivates him to write. whatever it is that motivates people to write these things, how sad would it be if we didn't have books to read? And me, how sad is it now that the old-fashioned art of reading a book is slowly fading away because of the damn devices? So this week, visit your local library, local bookstores. There are Barnes & Noble still around. As a matter of fact, we had one here in shopping center, moved across the street to sort of a strip mall, but there's still, you go in there, there's a lot of other things you can find in the bookstore. But the bottom line is that I think it will be pretty impossible for us to live and communicate without books. It is a perfection of an art. And I wonder, as I say that, whether there's going to be artificial intelligence, AI, writing books. Don't you? Doesn't the AI have to have some...
It already does, but you got to give it an idea.
That's what I'm saying. It has to have... It doesn't come up... AI has no original ideas. It has to be fed... And you've been using it somewhat on your local program in Los Angeles, right?
We just play with it to see what it's capable of.
What is it? So should we hear? How would we do that if we did it here?
You go to ChatGPT and type in some stuff. And then our producer found voice AI. And so we put in a bunch of stuff for Joe Biden to say, a bunch of stuff for Donald Trump to say.
Really?
And, oh, man, it's pretty scary.
Right, so, James, why don't you go, and where does he have to go? Where does he goes to chat?
I don't know where the voice one is. That's ChatGPT is regular AI where you can say, in fact, you can just try it now. Type in a short biography for Doug Steffen from The Good Day Show. And it'll come right up.
Yeah, let me see what
see
I
how
do.
Accurate it is.
All right, well, while we're talking, while you're figuring that out, there is some news from science this week. Apparently, some folks have gotten together to create human embryo-like structures grown solely from stem cells. I've been talking about this for a long time. Ever since the stem cell thing became a thing with religionists, people say, oh, we'll put a stop to that. No. There's a boat, a ship, like the old Norway, that was bought by a bunch of investors, and this ship floats around... goes around the world, and it stays in international waters so it can do the research without being in trouble with the law in any particular jurisdiction, like it's against the law in America. So if you're in the 200-mile zone doing this work, you could be arrested. Mm-hmm. So anyway, as a result of that, they have stem cells capable of developing outside of the womb. And they've kept them alive for more than a week. Wow. This is without the use of sperm or fertilized eggs. It's completely synthetic. In other words, a human being that's not really a human being. Hey, how's that blow your mind?
That's gross. I don't know. It's just too much for me. I can't handle that kind of stuff.
I just think it's beyond. This is damn
we're
that damn artificial intelligence.
Yeah,
of course we are.
Asking for trouble.
What the hell do you think is going to come out of this that's any good for humanity? It isn't. There's nothing about this. It's about money, and people say, well, it's about research and science. And blah, blah, blah. No, it's about self-destruction. That's what it's about.
Mm-hmm.
So apparently this new embryonic structure, this new thing displayed functions and cell types that were the same as naturally fertilized embryos. Wow. The company's called Commercial Pregnancy. Great. And so anyway, they're trying to figure out the gestational value of this. And apparently, putting all these ingredients into a test tube in 14 days, you can get a baby.
Woo!
Or a naturally fertilized embryo.
Gosh.
So what is
creepy.
What? Then yeah, what happens? Oh, man. All right. So you got James has gone to the computer world and found what have you done?
Yeah, yeah.
What
have you done? I went to ChatGPT and I typed in word for word. I need a short biography for Doug Steffen's Good Day Show. And then I went to this free voiceover Speechify app that's online and put in the text that ChatGPT gave me, and then this is a voice that it will give me. So this is a short biography about the Good Day Show made strictly by AI right here.
Doug Steffen is a seasoned radio host and broadcasting veteran known for his engaging and informative Good Day Show. With a career spanning several decades, Doug has become a household name in the world of morning radio. Born with a passion for broadcasting, Doug Steffen embarked on his radio journey at a young age. Over the years, he honed his skills and built a reputation as a trusted voice in the industry. His commitment to delivering news, entertainment, and thought-provoking discussions in an engaging manner has endeared him to listeners across the nation.
Isn't that crazy?
So she said.
Pretty good, right?
Yeah.
Good God.
No, it's
good. Who is that voice? Where did that voice come from?
This How long did it take James? It took him about 4 seconds.
It really did take long. This voice, her name is Aria. I think it's just a regular AI voice, but they've got all sorts of different options. They got Michelle, Monica, Brandon, Christopher, probably celebrities in here, too. It's absolutely crazy.
Does that blow your mind, Doug?
I'm going backwards now. Well, let's talk about what the paleontologists have found. 150-million-year-old bird.
Ask AI, it'll tell you faster than we can.
There's a dinosaur fossil of a bird that was found that's 150 million years old. There's been a lot of discovery lately. I don't know whether the evolution of archaeology is changing, because this summer, it seems to me, maybe it's just me paying attention to stuff like this more than I used to, but it seems to me, does it seem to you, that there have been more discoveries of dinosaur stuff? Didn't they find something recently, a hole in a dinosaur eating another dinosaur, and they must have gotten killed in the mudslide because their beings were together fossilized? There's that kind of stuff going on. Just a lot of very interesting. Here's a new study to kind of put a cap on this. The study suggests the ability to remember the order in which information is received. And what has been found is that this, going back to the, I'm reading further into the synthetic stuff here, human beings are likely to be the only ones that can function now with a memory, a complex human brain that keeps things in order in our brain. In other words, this happened first, that second, that's third. I think that's fascinating, frankly. All right, here we are. Let's take a breath. 18 after. This is Good Day.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt, and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s, and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. 866-451-3328. 866-451-3328. That's 866-451-3328.
Attention, this is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-362-9337. 800-362-9337. That's 800-362-9337.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
That is what you're listening to every week at this time. I'm usually here with Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen, and the Talk Radio Countdown. Kevin Casey is here because Michael's not available this week. He is the vice president of Talkers and the executive editor, so very much responsible, as is Michael, for what you read, what you find online at talkers.com. These charts are published every week at talkers.com, and also we publish them at gooddayshow.com as well. So the story list and the things that are a part of what's going on, it sort of is a magazine, in a manner of speaking. Some of the, you know, the way that I approach it anyway is to try to bring as much information to the surface in, you know, at the in the front of the magazine are the big stories, and the back of the magazine there are some other stories. But do you ever get to the back of the magazine? You pretty much stay at the front, and you want to know, for example, this week, number 9, the Russian-Ukrainian war. There are now people from all over the world, I think at latest count, Kevin, 3 continents fighting for the control of whatever it was that, can I pronounce his name right? Prigozhin? Is that
no, yeah, the Wagner Group, former leader of the Wagner
Group. Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah. So now, because Putin had him killed, he thought that would be the end
allegedly,
of him.
Allegedly.
Oh, my God, yes. Who would have thought? yes, right, allegedly. Well, they didn't have to put him on trial, so I figure I'm not much on allegedly when it's
trials
pretty obvious.
Trials are expensive. That. Bombs are cheap.
Yeah, now, that's very true. Anyway, so the Ukrainian troops are using ammunition that has been banned by, what do they have, the international, what's that, the international, some,
depleted, you're right, depleted uranium, yeah.
Yeah, and other stuff that is not legit, supposedly. But who is it that decided that these are things you can use in war and these are things you can't use in war? I mean, war is war, right? Who pays attention? What are they going to do to these guys because they're using that stuff? Take them out back and shoot them?
Well, there are international rules of war.
Yeah.
And you know, so I think that's what people are referring to.
It is. The human rights concerns and stuff that they have. But the Russians don't give a damn about that. What, you think they're going to? Well, let's look in Rule Book 14 to see on page 85 if we can use this. But these people, the guy that gets killed.
I think that the fear is that if people violate the quote-unquote rules of war, then they are sanctioned. And the more the violation is you know,
so is seen as a... If that's the case, why isn't Putin on trial in The Hague for war crimes? Why isn't
you're asking me.
Yes, because you're in charge. You're the vice president at Talkers. Come on.
I don't think you understand my pay grade.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things. I mean, obviously, countries have played fast and loose with the rules of war, you know, since they've been established, you know, the last 150 years or so, when modern warfare kind of developed, you know. So, you know, it's always a risk that a country takes, and Putin certainly is seen by many as a potential war criminal. So, I mean, is it possible in the future that he ends up being actually tried in The Hague? It's possible. I don't, you know, I wouldn't bet the farm on it, but, you know, it's possible.
You don't have a farm, but I do, so I could bet the farm on it. And
I have garden boxes, Doug, okay?
Oh,
I'll bet the garden boxes.
Please do. The program brought to you by the folks at 541 Travel, who are offering you two free nights in Las Vegas by calling 800-419-DOUG. That's all you have to do to get two free nights in Las Vegas, no matter what time of day or night it is. Operators are standing by at the other end of 800-419-3684. So the truth of the matter is, for a good time, call Doug, 800-419-DOUG.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The IRS has announced new initiatives targeting some 1,600 multimillionaires who owe hundreds of millions of dollars in back taxes. 75 large business partnerships are also being investigated for tax evasion. Vice President Kamala Harris is dismissing GOP presidential candidates' attacks on her as familiar territory.
They're scared that we will win based on the merit of the work that Joe Biden and I and our administration has done.
Speaking on CBS Face the Nation, she addressed concerns about President Biden's age and claims that she'd be worse than him. On the 11th day of the manhunt, Pennsylvania State Police say there's been a new sighting of escaped killer Danilo Cavalcante. Surveillance video places him in Phoenixville in Chester County, which is less than 30 miles from Philadelphia. He appears to have shaved his beard and may be driving a stolen white Ford Transit van. John Schaefer, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
To your contact list, save this number, 855-999-3684. That's 855-999-DOUG. Anytime, you can be part of the conversation. So call 855-999-DOUG.
Call now.
Call us.
Includes General Horn, Doug Steffen, James Collins at the controls in our main studio in Dallas on the Good Day program, where there's always something good to be said, always something there to remind me of how things could be, and that's on the plus and the minus side, I guess, as much as anything else, trying to find the good things and the good people to talk about. Let's see if we think... These sorts of stories frustrate me, and I think to myself, I wonder once in a while, Jennifer, how much of what we do here in the Good Day program do you carry with you when you do your morning program at KRLA?
Oh, I steal everything.
Oh, good.
Just kidding.
Congratulations. Yeah, that's not bad.
No, it just depends. Yeah. You know, breaking news of the day, that's what rules the program.
Conversation.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, you know one of the stories of the week that, do you want me to help you? Do you want me to take something?
No, I don't need any help, but help yourself.
because I have something I'm dying to talk about.
Well, then let's talk about it.
So this week, Tucker Carlson, you know Tucker Carlson, you love him, don't you?
I'm not a, Tucker and I had one exchange in person once, and I'm sure I bested him in the conversation, but I've always, the thing that bugged me about him at the beginning was his bow ties. That was very superficial.
He doesn't do those anymore. Now he doesn't do any ties. He just kind of has that open shirt look.
All right, so but, anyway, what's going on with Tucker
Carlson? So Tucker Carlson, you know, no longer at Fox, so now he has this show that he does on Twitter or X or whatever we want to call it. One of my listeners said we should call it Twix, which is the blend of Twitter and X, which I don't hate.
Or candy bar. Yeah,
right. So he got a hold of this guy who's been making news. And the question is not about the claims. The claims are very salacious. But the questions are, for me, why now are we hearing this story? So his name is, I think it's Larry, is it Larry Sinclair? Something like that. Came out and said that in 1999, he met and did cocaine. He did cocaine and this person did crack cocaine and had an intimate relationship with a guy named Barack Obama back in 1999 in Chicago. There has been, I guess, an effort. So he went on his way. So this guy was interviewed by Tucker this week, and I listened to the whole thing just to see what it was all about. And the guy has a lot of details. He has a lot of details. He knows a lot of names. He said he was in town for a graduation. He was in a point in his life where he liked to go out and party and do drugs. He had a limo driver who introduced him to a friend of his named Barack Obama, who was then in the State House in Chicago. Barack Obama gets into the back of the limo. He's like, gosh, I'm feeling really tired, which is, I guess, code word for, can you get me some cocaine? And according to this guy, Barack Obama went and found a place in a lounge, I guess, where he got him $250 worth of cocaine. They go back to the car. He starts snorting lines, and Barack Obama starts smoking it out of a crack, out of a pipe. Then he initiates some rubbing on his leg, and things progress. He gets dropped off at his hotel, which was the Comfort Inn in Gurneyville in Illinois, if you know where that is. It's a landmark. And the next day, he has a knock on his door. It's Barack Obama again, and the same thing happens. He brings drugs. They have an intimate act. Barack Obama's gone, never sees him again. The guy goes on living his life. He moves to Mexico, of all places, and he happens to be watching. He didn't know who Barack Obama was, didn't know he was a politician, none of that. He said he was watching the Democrat convention in, 2007 it would have been. And he said he almost fell out of his chair when the guy that he knew from this interlude shows up as the Democrat nominee. So he got upset because Barack Obama was talking about don't do drugs, blah, blah, blah. He's like, wait a second, this guy was doing a lot of drugs. So he calls the campaign, says, I know he was doing drugs. And he doesn't tell him about the intimate acts. He said, I know he does drugs because he does it, you know, he needs to admit to what he's done, blah, blah, blah. Well, the campaign says, we're not going forward with this. They try to shut him down. Then a friend, this is all according to this story, then a friend of Jeremiah Wright and Obama, who was very close to him, Donald Young is his name, called him and
Jeremiah
said,
Jeremiah Wright was the minister of the church
right.
in Chicago.
Donald Young says, I was intimate with him too, but they're not going to move forward. And he goes, well, wait, how did you know we were intimate together? And then Donald Young goes, oh, well, I was intimate with him, too. So he had never told anybody that he had sexual relations with Barack Obama. He was just upset about the drug use. He has a press conference, gets totally shut down. The media calls him a whack job. That's the end of it, basically.
Of course they're going to call him a whack job. What do you think they're going to do?
So forget the claims for a second, because you can talk all you want about, you know, the salacious
conspiracy.
It could be true,
as they say. Yep.
But my question is, if the media was able to, and we do know that the mainstream news media is pretty powerful in the stories that it chooses to pursue, why now are we allowed to hear this story? And don't forget, like 2 weeks ago, there was some writing from Barack Obama saying he fantasized about having romantic relationships with men. So is somebody, and when you think about an election coming up, you go, we believe that Barack Obama probably has some power still, or at least his staffers are still involved in the Biden White House and probably heavy-handed at running things, right? So does this mean that the powers that be within the party are trying to shake out the old regime and maybe bring in someone new for this election? I guess only time will tell, but interesting. And the guy has
Michelle Obama for president. Yay! Yeah.
Well, the guy has like not a tooth in his head, but he did seem to have a lot of dates and a lot
of
information.
Drugs will do that to your
But so I don't know. I'm just curious to know what people think. I'm sort of a blank canvas. I'd never
considered
this before.
I all of that stuff could be hearsay, rumor, whatever it is. The past is the past. It doesn't have any influence on what's going on right now. I think what it does underscore, though, is the complete hypocrisy of those who are leaders, whether they're Democrats or Republicans. We've become, remember with doctors you had the Hippocratic Oath. We have become the hypocrisy in this country. It has nothing to do with Hippocratic Oath because it comes from two different sources. But there's a Hippocratic H-Y oath that these people take because they're all such God-blessed hypocrites. They're just the continuing talking down to Americans, about Americans, the fact that there's a culture and a class of people, the elitists who want to be politicians, and the people who think that they're in control, and in many instances, I guess they are.
Yeah.
There's a story floating around of Bill Gates making a $100 million investment in Anheuser-Busch as soon as he saw what was going on to the stock. And here's a guy that's arguably the third or fourth richest guy in the world. He's the founder of Microsoft, very smart, very quirky, kind of into himself in a manner of speaking, as I think anybody who's this successful is going to either are or they will become that way. But here's a fellow who knows what's going on the inside. He knows that whatever's going to happen. Now, I didn't get whether he shorted it or whether he just put $100 million in to Anheuser-Busch because he knows it's going to come back. So, and the only reason, I bring it up is because we're sort of talking about the elites, and there are plenty of different types. There's that type of elitism. There's the political elitism. There's the religious elitism.
There's a definite line, I think, that many people are just waking up to that separate you and me, Doug, and everyone listening, and the people who find themselves in power. And you just wonder where that...
But how do they get there?
Right.
Do they buy their way in? How do they get to the point of having the influence that they do?
Right.
They grow up on the right... They sleep on the right side of the bed. They grow up with the right relatives. Certainly you can say that about guys like Gavin Newsom, whose aunt is Nancy Pelosi. She orchestrated that whole thing and still continues
right
to be
place,
an orchestra.
Right place, right time.
Yeah.
I think it takes transactional people to be in politics, sadly.
So then there's Larry. Let's talk about our friend Larry Elder. You're closer to him than I am these days. But here's a guy who came from nothing. He came from Cleveland, Ohio. He was on the radio there when he was heard by... one of our, still your colleague, one of my former colleagues, Dennis Prager, and he brought this guy to the attention of the management at KVC. KVC hired him, and he became a fixture in Los Angeles, good radio guy. He and I started the same day on KVC in 1993. He was an intelligent, intellectually stimulating force to be dealt with. That's why he was good on the radio.
Because there are a lot of smart people.
I wish he was still on the radio, frankly. I do a lot more good. But here's a guy who came from nothing, had nothing, zero, 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 and zero. And so he creates this whole persona around himself on the radio and decides he wants to run for office. And he is lambasted. He's the machine that supports Gavin Newsom, rips him apart. And instead of Gavin Newsom becoming the issue of his recall, which would have happened, I guess the sad reality is if Larry hadn't run or put his name in as a potential successor to Gavin Newsom, and then they used through their machinery all kinds of things to discredit Larry because he's a black conservative and all the other entrapments that go with it.
Yep.
Gavin Newsom, if it weren't for Larry, in a manner, it's kind of a strange twist of events, Gavin Newsom would have been recalled, and that had been the end of him. But now, because they were as clever as they were about creating this mystique. And mystique can be it could be a negative mystique, can be a positive mystique. But in this case, it was a negative mystique about Larry saying things that were absolutely not true. But yet, it gained momentum because they had the money, the power, the influence to let it take hold.
They just brand someone as being a hateful person, and then all of a sudden,
Larry's a great guy.
No further, yeah. And this is the thing, because we know Larry, we can say there's nothing even remotely true about what they have said.
No.
They set him up to be this, white face or the black face of white supremacy. And that's why it's interesting not to just go back to this presidential race for a second. What?
Yep. I'm just exasperated by all this crap.
Well, two things. One of them is that I love people. Like, I get it. If you don't like Trump, don't vote for Trump. But don't not vote for Trump because you think that, like, they're going to be nicer to another candidate. Whoever the candidate is going to be torn apart because they're going to try to take you down at all costs. That's number one. Mm. Number two, a lot of this elitist story is the same with Larry because most recently the RNC kept him out of the debate even though he met all the qualifiers because they said they didn't use the Rasmussen poll, which is nationally recognized. So there you go, the haves and the have-nots once again.
It's sad because you want things to be good.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm just too much of a Pollyanna. Maybe I don't know. I think there's more good than bad, but we, for whatever the human condition is, however we've been created, our psyches and our mind, we tend to be attracted like the magnet that attracts one piece of metal to another. We seem to be attracted like moths to light to all of this crap, and instead of just finding the bright light. It's just very discouraging. All right, so I've had enough. I don't want...
On that note...
I'm done being discouraged.
Happy day.
Yeah, yeah. 48 after here on Good Day. Happy to have back in the fold Elizabeth Miller, who's here from Calitrin. How is it possible that 86% of the people who take Calitrin find success?
Well, I think that, the reason Calitrin has such a huge success rate is because it's working with your body. It's not a quick fix fad product. It's not a drug. It's not a stimulant. It doesn't have anything negative in it at all. It works with your body to rebuild lean muscle tissue. So it revs up your metabolism naturally. So we're just using your body's tools and helping your body's functions to burn off those fats and sugars more efficiently.
So we're in the beginning of the new year. What do we have for special deals?
Right now, we've got discounts on all kinds of packages on here. If you go to toploss.com, you're going to see that there. And also, the more you buy, the more you save. It's at toploss.com. And then you can also use the promo code Doug, D-O-U-G, for free shipping on all orders of Calitrin on there.
Toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller.
Attention. This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-362-9337. 800-362-9337. That's 800-362-9337.
All right, so I'm off on a tangent now, Jay. I'm looking around at things. There's a website called...
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Chuck singing again. Star Wars, there they are. Chuck and Shatner going off into history. All right, so here we have the Star Trek theme. I hope that means we're going to have another Star Trek movie with Shatner as Captain Kirk. Is that in the offing here, Chucker?
I'm going to say that's not going to happen. But this day in TV history, September 8, 1966, the first episode of Star Trek.
Oh, come on. Crank up. Hold on a second, Chucker. Crank up the ending here, James. There you go.
Jeez. What an introduction. So anyway, did you hear what I said, or I got to repeat myself?
I wasn't listening. I was listening to the music. Say it again.
It won't be the first time. Won't be the last. September 8, 1966, Star Trek premieres on NBC. Leonard Nimoy, William Shatner, airs for 3 seasons, a total of 80 episodes, 79 episodes plus the pilot. It goes on to have a cult status. 1979, Robert Wise, the director of West Side Story, helms Star Trek the movie, which was sort of a flat, good-looking movie. But here's the thing. Nicholas Meyer wound up doing Star Trek the Wrath of Khan. That's revived the franchise in the big
fan
base loved that movie with Ricardo Montalban back as Khan. It was a terrific movie. Still holds up beautifully.
All I can remember was Scotty, all the bugs that came out of Scotty's ear.
Yeah, pretty nasty stuff, actually.
It was pretty nasty, yeah.
So there were six Star Trek movies with the original cast, four with Generations, and then I think they did three reboot movies with Chris Pine and Zachary Quinto, which I liked.
They're good movies.
They talked about, now in the last few years, it's not going to happen, but Quentin Tarantino said he actually was in negotiations with Paramount to do an R-rated Star Trek film. That would be really interesting, but I think the studio...
What is R-rated? What is he going to do? Have sex with one of the...
Probably.
The aliens? What is that?
Yeah.
An R-rated movie. Come on.
Can I ask you a question? Because this popped in my head. Okay. Now, this is sports-related, but it's entertainment because it all intertwines. So yesterday on ESPN, Pat McAfee, who signed a huge deal with ESPN, goes on for the first time. And ESPN, now, if you ever watch a Pat McAfee show on YouTube, he wears a tank top and his staff, they use profanity when they broadcast. So ESPN had a disclaimer stating that possibility of profanity, that it's on delay and it beeping out. If he said he won't use profanity, but if he does, they'll beep it out. Now, I think I understand his popularity. I think he's very good. Having said that, there's part of my mind that it bothers me that the guy they signed a huge contract is the guy they have to run a disclaimer on ESPN. You have thoughts on that?
No.
Not at all? Okay. All right. I don't know. It tells me, just speaking for myself.
You are. That's why I let you go.
And listen, I'm no saint, okay? But I think in front of the camera, there should be some discourse. And I don't know. I think that stuff, it's unnecessary. It bothers me.
Of course it's unnecessary.
Why you have to use profanity on the radio? I don't get it.
Don't need it.
I got one other thing here. Okay. This day in movie history, September 8, 1960, Psycho premieres nationwide. Alfred Hitchcock directed, Anthony Perkins, Janet Leigh. What made this movie so intriguing and popular in its time is Hitchcock did something other directors didn't do, is he takes the main character, who you think's the main character, Janet Leigh, and he kills her off in the first act, which stunned audiences. And if you've never seen the movie before, when you watch that, it's very jarring. And that was very
He was good at that. Yeah, he was good at that.
Very good.
Liam,
he different. Took
he was. Liam Neeson says that he and Ewan McGregor were scolded. Did you see this interview by George Lucas when they were horsing around, making lightsaber noises between takes?
Yeah, I saw that.
That is pretty funny. Yeah,
I got another question for you.
Yes, Chuck.
This Jimmy Fallon story in Rolling Stone.
He's drunk.
Have an opinion on it?
I do have an opinion on that.
Yeah.
I have an opinion on all
him?
These.
Will it hurt him going forward or no?
Won't do him any good in the HR department, but whether he's smart enough to apologize.
I mean, I don't root against people. I do not root against people.
Didn't help.
Help Ellen. It really killed a career.
Yeah, it killed the program, that's for sure.
Toxic.
I think that all those late night guys are so full of themselves. They're not Johnny Carson and Ed McMahon.
Narcissism lives, correct?
Yep. All right, what are we doing? What's the new movie out this weekend?
Believe it or not, None 2 is supposed to do a $30 million opening weekend. My Big Fat Greek Wedding 3, which it feels like a dump. The original $5 million budget, almost $400 million box office. This is not going to do that.
No. All right, well, we'll see you on Monday. Get box office totals from you then. 59 past the hour.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.